Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Jimmy Little with Yorta Yorta Man on 1FM live and local at 8 minutes past 8. I had to play that because I've got a Yorta Yorta Man in the studio with me right now, Bobby Nichols and also Deirdre Robertson. They are both from the Shepparton Reconciliation Group, and that is ahead of the Shepparton Apology Breakfast, which is happening on Monday, because on Sunday it will be the 14th anniversary of the National Apology delivered to the Stolen Generations by the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in 2008. Good morning, Bobby, and good morning, Deirdre.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in today. So, obviously, I've just said the Shepparton Apology Breakfast is happening at Queen's Gardens on Monday from 7:45am, and you're encouraging anyone to come along and take part, although they do need to get tickets, and we'll let people know where shortly. Bobby, can you tell me a bit about what this sort of gathering means on Monday?
Look, I think the gathering on Monday is going to sort of, I suppose, give a bit of an overview in terms of non-Aboriginal people and also people who are moving into Shepparton, but this is right across Australia. The Apology Breakfast is done, but I believe that giving non-Aboriginal people and other people a better understanding as to what Stolen Generations all about, because some people ask me and ask all other Aboriginal people, define what is stolen. And there is stolen what I call what happened to Pastor Sir Douglas Nichols when he was a young lad on Cumbragunja Mission, which is about 45 kilometres from where we are at the present moment. And one of his sisters was being taken away to Cootamundra, which is in New South Wales, which was established to remove Aboriginal children from their parents and from their homes to go to Cootamundra to become domestics. And that, to me, is stolen, because when Pastor Sir Douglas Nichols tells the story, is that when they grabbed his sister and was taking her away in a car, he was chasing the car and trying to prevent her from being taken. So it was a very traumatic experience for him, but not only for him, but also other people that have suffered at the hands of children being removed from their families. And unfortunately, we're in 2022. And it's another defined, I suppose, word of removing Aboriginal children or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their parents for various different reasons via the various different statutory government bodies. I was part of a Royal Commission into the removal of children, Aboriginal children, for the Hume region here. And it was called Task Force 1000, and that was how many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children were removed from their families and from their homes. 5 years later, there has been an increase in terms of Aboriginal children being removed, and there's now over 1,500 other children that have been removed. So it is a very sad state for me as an Aboriginal person to know that, that sort of data. And I feel, I suppose, compelled to talk about it, but also helpless in terms of how do I or the wider community prevent this sort of stuff from happening.
Well, I guess one of the first things is awareness, and is that one of your key messages, that we often talk about the Stolen Generation as being a thing in the past, but you're saying it's still going on?
Yes, yeah, and it is an educational thing to speak. I speak from the heart, and I shoot from the hip in terms of making sure that everyone has a clear understanding as to what the Stolen Generation and the Apology Breakfast is all about.
So when you talk about Pastor Doug Nichols and his sister, you're actually talking about your uncle and your auntie, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct.
So this isn't something, it is something very personal.
Yes, it is very close to my heart. And I know of other family members of my family in today's society that have had children removed from their parents for various different reasons.
Might bring Deirdre into the conversation now. Deirdre, you've been involved with the Reconciliation Group for many years. What does the apology, the annual apology breakfast, mean to you?
Oh gosh, it's for me, it's one of those really important milestones in the country's movement to recognise the history, the true history of this country. We can't make any changes about what happened, but the important thing is that we acknowledge it, recognise that it happened, and make sure that it doesn't happen again, as Bobby's been talking about. So for me, the apology breakfast is an opportunity for the Aboriginal community to come and know that we're still aware of this. We're still talking about it. We're still working to make a difference. It's an opportunity for people to come and find out more. Each year we carefully choose a young person to be the speaker. This year it's another young person who's going to talk about what it means for her. I think it's really important to hear these voices and know that these are young voices. It's not, as Bobby said, it's not just things that happened in the past, but they reverberate down through the generations. So having this here in Shepparton is important. Shepparton has one of the has the highest Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population outside Melbourne. But most importantly, the Yorta Yorta people have a very, very long history of activism, of really strong leaders, including Pastor Doug Nichols, William Cooper, even back to the 1880s when they were petitioning for land. And so it's, I guess it recognises that these strong leaders had a huge impact on their communities and working towards making conditions better. And we have a responsibility, the wider community, to understand the voices from back then and make sure that they are amplified today.
As I said before, it's 14 years since Kevin Rudd delivered that national apology. I mean, have we made progress, Bobby?
Look, it's very challenging, and it's very sometimes disappointing to me to know that Kevin Rudd has said the apology, but at one of our guest speakers, Annie Faye Lynham, told us her story in terms of what happened to her over the years. And some people have accepted the apology, but then there's others are still, I suppose, mourning, going through that that stage of accepting the apology. But I think, to me, as a young person or an Aboriginal person, I feel that a lot of Aboriginal people have been scarred over the years. And when we talk about, violence, we talk about trauma in terms of Aboriginal people. And every day of their lives, the ones that have been removed and have come back have difficulty sort of re-establishing or settling in. And we then also have the ones that don't have family, who are still trying out, you know, still out there in the community trying to be accepted as an Aboriginal person, because they've been brought up by a white family, and that in themselves is that they found that that they are Aboriginal, and then all of a sudden now they have to try and find their roots. And to try and get back into the community, a lot of people find that very challenging, because for the simple reason, when you look at our community as a society, we're asking them to prove that they are Aboriginal, and therefore they don't have any roots or any base to sort of, place their foundation on. So to those people, they're the ones I feel sorry for, because they are, struggling to accept trying to get back into the community and be acknowledged.
In Victoria, there's probably more than any other state, movements towards a treaty with Aboriginal people. Do you think that's an important part of the reconciliation puzzle, if you like?
Look, with treaty, it's like a cube, and you've got to sort of fit all the right sections in to get the cube in its right spot. So treaty is part of it, but at the same time, it's looking at all the other social injustices that have happened since colonisation, and we look at in terms of the high imprisonment rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We look at the housing situation, the employment opportunities, and the list goes on. I mean, like I'm part of, in my other hat, with the Department of Justice, and I have a role and a duty as the chairperson of ARAJAC to ensure that that we get justice for our people. Now, I know that people do offend, but at the same time, I believe that if we do early intervention into some of these things that will prevent Aboriginal people from going into or being incarcerated, I believe that we can sort of make a change. And that's also with children of today being removed.
Here on 1FM Live and Local at 20 past 8, and we are talking to Yorta Yorta Elder Bobby Nichols. We're also joined by Deirdre Robertson of the Shepherd and Reconciliation Group. Deirdre, maybe if you can give people details about the breakfast, if they'd like to attend on Monday.
First thing to say is it's a breakfast really without being a breakfast this year. We're very mindful of the COVID situation, so we won't be serving food or drinks so that everyone attending can wear a mask for the whole event. We're asking people to be double vaxxed, and there'll be QR codes for them to sign in. It's starting at 8 o'clock, but at a we ask people if they could be there about 7:45. The reason we have it in the morning is so people can come and be part of it and then go on to work or school. We have two students from Greater Shepparton Secondary College who will be reading the apology. We have a young Yorta Yorta person who will be doing a smoking ceremony. We'll have someone playing the didge. So we just welcome anyone to come along. It is a free event, but we do need them to register on Eventbrite, and I think you've got all those details there, Terry.
It's a bit of a long address, but maybe best if you just go to www.eventbrite.com.au and search for Shepparton Apology Breakfast.
That's a great idea. Yeah, thanks, Terry. And it will finish at 5 to 9 so that people can then head off to work or school. So we do invite people to come along. Even if you're not sure about it, it's a way to learn, to find out more, but also to it's a way of showing that this is actually really important in our community, and also as part of our work towards reconciling Australia.
Bobby, just a final word from you. If somebody's maybe not sure, what would you say to encourage them to come along and increase their education on this subject?
Look, I would strongly encourage anyone, whether they be Aboriginal and or non-Aboriginal. We have various different people from various different statutory departments, the police, the Department of Family and Fairness and Housing, and all the other community organisations as well. So I would strongly encourage anyone to come along and listen to not only the young children reading the sorry speech, but also to listen to our guest speakers as to their life in terms of how they may not have been affected by it, but they know of families that may have been affected. So, yes, I'd encourage everyone to come along. And I know, as Deirdre just pointed out, that we have to be mindful about COVID-19 too as well. So,
with everything we do, unfortunately. So just a reminder, the Shepparton Apology Breakfast is on Monday the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, there you go, because it is the 14th anniversary of the National Apology Delivered to the Stolen Generations by Kevin Rudd in 2008. So it's the 14th of anniversary on Sunday. The Apology Breakfast in Shepparton will be on Monday morning from 7:45 a.m. at Queen's Gardens. You must register at Eventbrite. Thank you very much for coming to talk to us this morning, Yorta Yorta Elder Bobby Nichols and Deirdre Robertson of the Shepparton Reconciliation Group. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
The Victorian Government is making our mental health system better for all. We're searching for nurses and psychiatrists, plus allied health and lived experienced workers across the state to deliver new programs and services. Construction is already underway to build the state-of-the-art facilities you'll use to connect with more people in need. Better mental health for Victoria means better opportunities for you. Apply now or find out more at health.vic.gov.au/mental-health-workforce. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor. Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.